A shortage in crisis accommodation for domestic violence victims often results in many women being turned away or put on waiting lists. The demand for places is especially high in Tasmania, where those living in regional areas often have to travel for hours to seek refuge, only to find that the women's shelters in the main cities are already full. Monika Dadson has this report.
Fleeing an abusive relationship can put some women at risk of homelessness.
I did spend a time in a car, yes, and I did spend a time in a friend's caravan.
We've altered this woman's voice to protect her identity. She says getting help early and access to support services is essential.
It's so important that we can connect people in that moment of unbelievable terror, because you really are frightened, to the proper services.
One women's shelter in Hobart says it was unable to help almost 3,000 women last financial year due to increasing demand. There are six shelters in four locations across Tasmania, in Hobart, Launceston, Burnie and Ulverston. Women who live outside those areas often have to travel hours to get to crisis accommodation, or if there's space available, they may be given shelter at a local hotel, motel or caravan park. Northern Midlands Council Mayor Mary Knowles says there needs to be more suitable options.
It's been brought to my notice that in the whole of Lyons, which is most of Tasmania, there's not one women's shelter.
The electorate is the biggest in the state, spanning across central Tasmania and the east coast.
Tassie seems like it's a small place, but it can actually be quite a bit of an achievement for a family in stress to get from one place to another.
Ms Knowles wants the Tasmanian government to look at putting at least one shelter in the rural electorate. The idea has the support of the Tasmanian Council of Social Services Chief Executive Kim Goods.
The need for women in terms of supported accommodation, whether that's in a shelter or whether that's into a longer-term supported social housing, is growing daily, and we see more and more women from a range of ages and stages of life, in fact, needing to access that sort of accommodation.
Do we need more women's shelters in regional communities?
Certainly regional and rural Tasmania has very limited options.
But Yvette Seetal from the Women's Legal Service says putting shelters in regional areas needs to be done with caution and support.
Our number one priority needs to be the safety of women and children. And my concern around that would be that we can't guarantee the security of the women and children that need to access those shelters.
A spokesperson from the Tasmanian government says the placement of shelters is determined by population density, demand and access to other relevant services. The state government is also providing additional funding for women's shelter beds in Hobart and Launceston to cope with demand.
Monika Dadson reporting.